Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge along with
Christina Staffo.
And we are joined this hour, very special guest, David Duchovny. All right, now comes the part of the interview that my co-host has been waiting for since she learned you were coming on the show. Here it comes.
Uh-oh, okay. Should I be afraid?
No, you don't have to be afraid.
I'm going
to
hide under the desk, though, because here it comes, the X-Files questions.
Because speaking of binge watching, I actually binge watched years ago all 9 seasons of X-Files and was like in love with the show and everything about that show. Okay, so yeah, when I found out you were going to be here and when I saw you walk into Fox, someone had to fan me.
Wow.
Right. You know what I mean? Type of thing. Okay, so it's coming back for a 6-episode event.
Yes.
Okay, starting with a mythology, ending with a mythology.
Oh, you know that? Oh, I don't know that.
I do know that because I read on the internet, even though I know you can't believe everything you read on the internet. What can you tell us about the X-Files, and is there anything that you're allowed to talk about?
Well, it's not that I'm not allowed to talk about anything. It's just that I don't really know that much. All I have is 2 episodes. I know that there's going to be a mix of mythology and standalones. Since there's only 6, I imagine that means 4 and 2 or 3 and 3. I mean, your guess is as good as mine.
Is the cigarette-smoking man coming back?
Uh-oh.
What does the internet say?
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I'm...
Good answer, David.
All right, never mind. I had to ask that question. Were you hesitant about, like, when you were approached about this resurrection, like, did you say, maybe not, you know? Like, what was your feeling towards the whole thing?
Well, we've always been in touch, Chris Carter, Jillian, and I, because we'd always wanted to keep extending the series into the movie franchise that it is. You know, we did 2 movies. And because of the nature of television when we left it, which was networks do 22 to 25 episodes a year, we all said, you know, there's no way we're ever going to be able to go back and do that. We don't want to. We can't. It's just that time has passed for us. And when networks did start responding to cable programming and realizing they can hire the kind of talent that they want if they do 6 or 8 or 10 or 13, and they can make great shows that have those limited runs, well, then it became obvious to us that, well, if people wanted to see the show again, we would be able to, you know, figure out a kind of schedule that would be fine for the 3 of us and do a limited run. So it's really, again, it's the nature of cable kind of influencing network, and I'm happy for that.
Now it's coming back. You know, I didn't realize this. You are an Ivy Leaguer. You got a BA from Princeton. You got a master's in English Lit from Yale. I went to Rutgers. Christina went to Seton Hall. We stand in awe of you.
Well, we lost in baseball to you.
You could beat us now in almost any other sport the way things are going. You could beat us in basketball. You don't even have to show up at this point.
Well, you know, there are smart people everywhere you go.
Yeah, but there are smarter people at the Ivy League schools. Let's say
that,
right?
Really? I don't know. I wouldn't say that.
Didn't you play basketball at Princeton?
I was, and you know who else is on that basketball team? Steve Mills, who runs the Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Wow.
And David Blatt, who coaches the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Really?
That was the starting backcourt.
Very cool. And I got to ask you, that year when you played Rutgers, did you win or lose?
Oh God, I don't remember. I didn't suit up with the varsity much. I was with the JV most of the time.
Yeah, well, you guys probably beat us. So that's the way it is. So did you get all your questions?
Kind of. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I could talk to him for hours about all this stuff.
I would imagine you can. She's gonna go home and she's gonna listen to the album over and over and over again this afternoon.
It's a good album.
It is very nice. All right, well, do yourself a favor. Go get the album. Hell or High Water is available at Amazon and at iTunes. David Duchovny, it has been quite an honor to have you here on the show. Thanks so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you both. It's my pleasure.
Thanks,
all right,
David.
Take care.
Bye.
Well, there you go. David Duchovny. We put it together. It all started, 3 weeks ago? Do you think we can get David Duchovny? Oh,
well,
yes, we can get David Duchovny.
Minute. You walked into my radio studio.
Yes.
And you said, David Duchovny. And I looked at you and I was like, you make it happen. And I think I threw in a vulgar word in there. And I said, you make that happen.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because there was a chance we were going to have him. So I went in and I said, you know, we came this close to having David Duchovny. And she looked at me and I've never seen her more crestfallen. There's a word for you.
There it is.
That's an Ivy League word.
Perfect.
Crestfallen.
Yeah.
And so she looked at me, and I feel really bad because she's doing a lot on the show now. And is there any way? So a couple of phone calls, a little Googling here and there.
Yeah.
He's coming on the show. So I tell you, he's coming on the show.
That's right.
And I get like this scream through her text messaging, and then what do you know? She meets him almost 2 days later.
It was like
at Fox TV in New York.
The stars were aligned.
She is standing at attention here in the studio. She's never stood for an interview before.
So excited. I was too nervous to sit. I was like too excited, nervous to sit down for this one.
She was sending me texts last night. This was pretty interesting.
Yeah, my
goodness.
Uh-huh.
So it was meant to be.
Well.
And it happened.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Wow. Now who are we going to get next? We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Onward and upward we go. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. The ethanol solution may be a sham, some scientists are now reporting. They're warning that the biofuel promise may make things worse than better, believe it or not. We now know ethanol creates more carbon dioxide per gallon than gasoline and generates fewer miles per gallon while damaging car engines, especially older ones. Made largely from corn, we're actually competing now with our cars for food, since ethanol now consumes almost a full quarter of America's corn production. Already, global warming has officially impacted the world's grain and seed production by some 30%. And as climate change makes more land less arable, each acre will become necessary for all of us to be able to eat. One simple solution for now, though, is for all of us to simply drive fewer miles when we can in lighter vehicles. Less ethanol burnt, fewer greenhouse gases emitted.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 1994, the Isley Brothers sued Michael Bolton for copyright infringement of their song, Love is a Wonderful Thing.
Love is a wonderful thing. I said love.
Love is a wonderful thing.
I said love.
Coincidentally, the Michael Bolton song, written 25 years later, is also called Love is a Wonderful Thing. So how do you think this court case turned out? Stay tuned for the final verdict. Not only did the jury find Michael Bolton guilty of stealing the song from the Isley Brothers, but the $5.4 million judgment was the largest in the history of music plagiarism cases. And that's the final verdict.